Teaching and Learning in a Post-COVID World, Critical Race Theory, Howard Zinn, Truth, Band? Yeah, there's a whole lot of crazy going on in today's classrooms. Where do you go for sanity? Maybe not here, but Busted Pencils Radio is here to soothe your anxiety. Now back to Tim, Johnny, and Busted Pencils Radio.
Oh, it is Tim and Johnny. We are back. Busted Pencils fully leaded education talk. The number is 844-967-2789. Hey, forget about the school resource officer. Let's just give the teachers guns. New idea. Well, actually not a new idea, but getting some legs in the state of Ohio because the governor has signed a bill that has reduced the training required to have a gun. Which some people are going, wait a minute, you already could legally carry a gun as a teacher in Ohio? Yes, you could. You just had a really big benchmark of about 700 hours of training before you can do that. Now, 24 hours of training and you are carrying a gun. Badass teachers, check out their Facebook page. First comment from the badass teachers, I am a former Marine and a law enforcement officer and a teacher for the last 20 years. This is the most moronic thing I've ever heard about. Okay, there's one little comment. Another badass teacher, I would withdraw my child. And hey, you gotta love this one. Can't trust teachers to teach the right thing. As we said, a whole lot of crazy going on, banning Truth, banning Howard Zinn. But hey, you know what though? Give them a gun because that'll definitely ramp things up. L.A. Tom, we love you when you call. We know you're out there. You got something to say. L.A. Tom, what's happening?
Hey, guys. First off, we the people are the government, ultimately. And second, the Republican Party is the pro-death party. And they show it every single day. I think it's kind of funny, Tim. You were trying to actually go on to the opposite side of this argument, but I don't think your brain was even allowing you to because it's such a stupid. Such a stupid thing to do by giving teachers guns. Honestly, I don't even know where these people are coming from. And now you got our public, we the people, tax dollars are now going to be allowed to go to private parochial schools when the whole idea was the sacrifice for your child was to send them to a private religious school. Now it's we have to actually take our tax dollars, which the private schools don't even pay for taxes, and now we can use those dollars to go towards the private schools too. This country is just taking our public education and just destroying it every single day, whether it has to do with shootings in school, whether it has to do with this whole, you know, private-public thing. I'm just so unbelievably scared for the future.
I wonder, though, if what your education the comment, Tom, what you said, though, made me think, is this also the potential? And hear me out here. Let's propose this. Let's put this out there. We know that, 99% of teachers and everybody is going to go, what? This is stupid. We're not going to do this. And yet this will be turned into, look, here it is, those public schools. They don't want to do what's best for kids. Here they are again. And going to your point, you know what? Let's funnel the money away from public schools to other places so that at least, you know, we can have people who care about our kids. You know, is this just another setting up public schools to, quote, look bad, even though we're making a right decision and teachers and saying, look, us carrying guns, not a good idea. But as soon as we say not a good idea, will that be turned into you teachers don't care about kids?
Yeah, I don't understand. I really don't. I come from a, you know, all public education, teachers, my brothers and sisters, my dad, everyone was a teacher in Wisconsin. And it's just like, I don't know if it's going to take a mass exodus or if that's what the right wing wants. But a max exodus of teachers leaving the field, that's going to wake people up, or what the hell it's going to take, what it's going to, quote unquote, trigger, you have to get people to wake up. Because I'll tell you what, our public education system is really being destroyed every day. in front of our eyes. And I don't really see a lot of people doing a lot except for, you know, yelling about the fact that, you know, some person is LGBTQ friendly or, you know, something like that. I just don't get why it is that the people that are common sense people are not standing up and shouting about even this idea of arming teachers. Are you freaking crazy? I mean, this is like the most, I can't even imagine some of the teachers that I had.
I want to come back to that whole thing about going like, let's talk about some of the teachers who maybe shouldn't have guns ever. Whole different point. Tom, love your call. Appreciate it. We always love you calling in. We got a person that we like to, you know, give an opportunity to possibly make a point with us. CJ, you are on Busted Pencils, fully led at Education Doc. CJ, what's happening?
Hey there, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. I think it's a wonderful decision. You're going to have people fighting to take their tax dollars and go to a school that actually performs and teaches reading, writing, and arithmetic.
And wait, CJ. No, we're talking about you're happy that would be enhanced by gun carrying teachers too? Is that what you're calling in support of?
Well, if they take the right course and have knowledge and they believe they could perform, but I do believe in securing the schools.
Well, I just want to make sure, because, you know, the idea here then is, CJ, is that what you're advocating then is for, you know, a potential person you don't know. And God knows teachers, you know, we've heard from people on certain issues calling teachers groomers. Do you really want to give groomers a gun? I mean, are you really? I mean, because I know you've got a real fear and hatred of teachers to already start the argument with. I'm not sure why you're advocating giving them guns when you have such an anger towards teachers and schooling.
Who's got an anger towards teachers?
Well, yeah, I mean, when we talk to you quite frequently, it's just nothing about anything going well. Kids aren't reading. Kids aren't learning. It must be the teacher's fault. And I just, you know, if teachers in schools are that bad, I want to understand why you're then saying they would be better by having guns. That's the question, though, CJ. If you can take that, if you can take that question and go back in, dig a little deep, come back and go, hey, Tim, Johnny, here's why crappy schools with crappy teachers would be better with guns. We would love to hear that discussion, because that would be a great point. CJ, love your call. Call us any other time you want, but please do a little research. 844-967-2789. Sorry, LA Tom, but we had to take that call. You know, it's out there. Johnny Lupinacci, when we get back, though, I want to talk about what law enforcement thinks. And Tom really hits on a great point. Do we really want teachers with guns? More Busted Pencils after the break.